Long cold nights when winter froze and Jockey's head lay on my bosom. Now each wanton lass pursues him always me that I must lose him. Sonny and Jemmy came often to try me. Philly and Willie would fain lick by me, but alas, they do but tease me. Jockey alone can please me. When he writes his love in meter, when he sings to make it sweeter, to the clouds my soul was driven, then I thought myself in heaven. Father and mother that knew little of it wooed me and sued me to wed for profit. But had fate been bad or lucky, I would ne'er forsake poor Jockey. What ye will, why I adore him, would you know why I die for him? He was young and blithe and bonny, and could love the best of any. When I was lying in dying condition, Jockey would still be my best physician. Though the doctor ne'er could please me, he had still a dose would ease me. In his arms he would enfold me, and he there so fast would hold me that I hardly could get from him. May good fortune light upon him, with kisses and blisses my heart reviving. Philly and Willie, they fain would deprive him of my love to him so mickle. But good faith is not so fickle. Sonny fine as any lyre, to with a blue bonnet and swear to, wooed me and would fain have led me to the kirk, therefore to wed me. Gin father and mother, they both consented, but I feared I should after repent it. To marry would be unlucky any but my neen sweet Jockey. But was me, I am fearful and cannot be glad and cheerful. The lasses make sight a doing, and my Jockey from me wooing. They would, if they could, by their kindness move him, Molly and Dolly, to vow they do love him. If Jockey is from me flying, ah, was me, then Jenny's dying. but Jah gave out by his bonnet he'd wed me, whate'er came on it, without the consent of either my old father or my mother. For be they willing or no, I'se ne'er tarry, but as soon as I can my Jockey marry, then we's both will live together, and ne'er matter the cold weather.